It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey folks, what's up? Thank you so much for checking us out. We are the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by DailyJoust.com, and we are your one stop here on the web, which is basically taking you through the daily fantasy industry every single day, whether it's promotions, interviews with players and site owners, and of course game analysis. It's all coming to you right here on the podcast. My job is to basically make your life as a daily fantasy player much easier. So we thank you again, as always, for checking us out. Going to spend some time today with the guys from Fantasy Feud. They are one of the newest sites in daily fantasy sports. We got a great promotion running with them starting up here today, and we'll kind of discuss Fantasy Feud a little bit, talk about the promotion, and of course get an interview with those guys a little bit later in the podcast. Also, we're going to skip Major League Baseball today. Most of the games are early, and like I mentioned here on the show, a lot of people don't get the podcast until maybe later in the afternoon. So instead of giving information that is out of date, I'm just not going to give baseball information today. We'll be back at it tomorrow on the podcast. But no baseball today. We will talk NBA. There's only about five games, so that should not take that long in terms of the game analysis side of the podcast. But let's start it off talking quickly about Fantasy Feud. I made my first deposit over there yesterday. Of course, remember, when you check out this site, you got to go through our links on Roto Grinders. We give you a 50% deposit bonus up to $50 on their site. And when you do that, that actually makes you eligible for a bunch of these tournaments that I'm going to tell you about, because they are only for Roto Grinders members who sign up through our links. It's not for any daily fantasy player out there. So we've got $3,000 up for grabs, only available for you if you sign up through our links and use that recruiting code GRINDERS to get that bonus. And it starts out introductory free roll. It's Tuesday, April the 17th, $1,000 up for grabs. Anybody who signs up through our links plays in that top 20 get paid. And then from April 12th, which is today, through May 11th, we have the Ironman Invitational. Basically, the top 20 players from the Roto Grinders community that sign up through the links will be then put into a tournament for a $1,000 Ironman tournament, which basically says, hey, you play the most games, you're the most active player on our site over a month, then you get a chance to win. So it's not about winnings, it's just about gameplay. So in order to for a contest to qualify, it has to be a minimum entry of $5. So you could just play $5 games, a whole bunch of them every single day, and then have a chance to be one of 20 in that $1,000 Ironman Invitational. So that's pretty cool. Then they got the $750 Big Money Mayhem Invitational, and that's the top 15 players with the highest cash winnings for that first month. And when you do that, if you're in the top 15, you'll have a chance to win $750 there. And then if you're a big stakes player, then this is what you're looking at. $250, the high roller handout. Whoever goes through our links and has the most winnings on the site for that month will win $250, end of story. So we're just basically in conjunction with these guys, and they're giving a whole lot of money trying to get the grinders over to their site, kind of give them a chance to play. And I like the way they're doing it. They're saying, hey, just don't come over for one tournament. We want you to come over for an entire month and give our site a try. First impressions of the site, from my opinion, is they've done a really good job in terms of making sure that the site is slick and up to date. And in talking to these guys, I really came very impressed with their passion for the product. These are, a team of members who are very committed to this project. And when I say that, you probably say, who wouldn't be? Well, you know, sometimes there's people who have numerous projects. That's, you know, maybe the daily fantasy thing is just one of the 10 businesses that they're doing, or just quote unquote a side business. That's not the case over there at Fantasy Feud. And you can really tell that they put a lot of thought and development into their product as it looks about as sharp as you're going to find out there. And the fact that they're brand new is pretty cool. They're offering snake drafts as well as the salary cap game format, so that's neat. One thing we didn't really touch up on the interview, which we'll get to later, bankroll management. They've got really an interesting way for you to go through and kind of break down your statistics in terms of playing the games based on you know, how many players you do, how well you do in the guaranteed prize pools. And there's a lot of like intricacies, things about the site, which the more you explore, the more you're going to come across. One thing that the guys mentioned to me that is on its way is an import roster feature. You can actually export your roster. So you can make a roster and then put it somewhere else, but you can't open a new game yet and then import a roster from a different game. But they said it's coming probably in the next 2 weeks. You're going to see that feature on the site. So just know that they know it's something that they need to institute. Just the one thing that they don't really have right now that is on its way. So they definitely wanted to put that forth. If you're a hockey fan, they actually are going to be running playoff hockey daily fantasy games as well. As long as there's four games on the schedule, you can check that out over there on Fantasy Feud as well. But overall, very impressed with their site. I'm going to be giving them a try, see if I can't work my way into the top 20 of this Ironman Invitational for that shot at a grand. So again, if you want to give them a chance, I know a lot of times new sites come out. Here's your chance to get a nice deposit bonus right there. Go through our links. Use the code GRINDERS. Free $50 on a 50% deposit bonus. So very easy to do. And that gets you eligible to all these promotions. So we'll talk to those guys a little bit later in the podcast. But right now, let's go ahead and jump in, talk some NBA for this Thursday night. Okay, just a handful of games tonight in the NBA, so this shouldn't take too long for us to go through and give you some quick thoughts on them. Let's start it out in the Eastern Conference, the Pistons and the Bobcats. Again, the Bobcats are just pitiful at this point in time. And, you know, even when it looks like they have a good player in B.J. Mullins, one day he goes for 31 points one game and zero the next. So unpredictability with the Bobcats. I don't mess with too many players on that team, that's for sure. But D.J. Augustine, he did play 40 minutes last game, went for 16 and 11. The Pistons, I think a little more interest there. Maybe a guy like Greg Monroe. I'm always a big fan of taking the front court players against the Charlotte Bobcats, and he is definitely the best that they have to offer. And if you're looking for like a stars and scrubs type player, maybe Jason Maxiell could be a deeper sleeper. You know, is he really that much worse than Jan Vesely? Well, Jan Vesely had a good game against the Bobcats, so maybe somebody who's pretty deep off the deep end sleeper-wise that could get the job done. Rodney Stuckey at 29 in the first game against Charlotte, but I wouldn't mess with him today. He is kind of sitting on an injury right now, didn't play a whole lot in the last game, so very risky there. I think you want to avoid that tonight. All in all, though, an 11-man rotation in the last game for Detroit, that's really not what we're looking for in daily fantasy, but that's what we're kind of running into quite a bit this late in the season. The Bulls and the Heat, without question, the game of the night. How will this game go down? Very interesting, because the Heat coming off an absolutely pitiful defensive performance against Boston, and this game is an absolute must-win for them if they want to have any shot of getting the number one seed in the East. If they lose this game, that pretty much is not going to happen. Derrick Rose, good chance he might miss this game for Chicago, and even if he does go, you know, he's obviously a good player most times, but I just have a hunch the Heat are really going to show up in this one. But then again, the United Center is a very, very tough place to win. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, obviously good plays as usual. Wade has actually had three straight 30-point performances at the United Center. Of course, he's from Chicago, and he usually does pretty well there. Carlos Boozer, he's one guy in Chicago I think I might count on today. And Luol Deng has been only below 28 fantasy points once in the last seven games. So he has really picked up his play as of late. So those are two guys on Chicago you want to consider. Clippers and Timberwolves tonight. Kevin Love going to be out for Minnesota. Basically took an elbow to the beak last game against Denver and suffered a mild concussion. And who's going to step up in his absence? Because let's face it, that's only like 26 points and like 12 rebounds at need to be replaced. It was Anthony Randolph last night, had a random good game. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of his. He hasn't done anything all year long. I guess he just got hot. The guy I'd looked to is Derek Williams to do much better in this matchup. He actually had 27 off the bench earlier against the Clippers, and he's going to be getting more playing time, played pretty well yesterday. So I like Derek Williams in this one. And even Nikola Pekovic might get more in offensively with Kevin Love, you know, out of the mix. The thing that you run into in this game, though, is you take the best player, maybe one of the best players in the league, off of a bad team, it's going to get ugly. And I really think we're going to have a blowout in this game. So it's very much a risk to go with a guy like Chris Paul or Blake Griffin. And I say that because this game could be over by halftime. So considering these guys played last night, you have to imagine Del Negro's probably going to want to give them a little bit of rest. So if that's the case, you definitely, you know, have to be careful of that, because you don't want to pay all that money for Chris Paul in your salary cap only to have him play, you know, 2.5 quarters. So just keep your eye out on that, or know of that going into this. He did have a really good game yesterday, though. 31.6 rebounds, 4 assists for Paul in their big win against Oklahoma City. Spurs in Memphis tonight. Spurs played horrible against the Lakers. Andrew Bynum had 30 rebounds in that game. I don't even know how that's possible. He almost had more rebounds than the entire San Antonio team. And the Spurs have to rebound better. I mean, 16-1 was the differential on the offensive rebounding there in that game. And I expect a better effort for them going against the Grizzlies, who had a nice win themselves. Rudy Gay had 32 points. Zebo had 17-9 off the bench. And both these teams have a lot to play for in terms of positioning in that Western Conference playoff race. I think Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, they weren't great last game. Maybe sitting those guys was not the smartest move by Greg Popovich, because they just looked so out of sorts, and they did run with an 11-man rotation last game. Looking historically between these two teams, Ginobili had a 25-4-2 game. Tim Duncan went for 19-7 as well in a game earlier this year. Tony Parker, nothing overly impressive in terms of a stat-wise, maybe a tougher matchup with Mike Conley, who is pretty good on the defensive end. And one little nugget that I took out of the game watching last night of the Grizzlies was OJ Mayo actually goes by the nickname The Juice. You believe that? Like, wouldn't you avoid that? Like, wouldn't you look at that and say, you know what? This nickname didn't work out very well for the first guy with it. And I know that your name is OJ, like, you know, orange juice. Ha 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 ha. I mean, so creative. Way to go. I mean, if you want to parlay that into, you know, an advertising deal, a sponsorship deal, a spokesmanship for Tropicana, go for it. I got no problem with that. But don't have people calling you The Juice. I mean, when I heard the Memphis broadcaster say, a three-pointer by Juice, no, not good. That's almost as bad as, like, the stripper that we met in college whose name was Juicy, which is absolutely horrible. Like, I couldn't figure that one out. Like, you know, Cinnamon, all right, I understand that. You know, that's like a good stripper name, but Juicy? Like, that's not a good stripper name at all. And Juice, as we've learned from OJ, and of course I'm talking about OJ Simpson, you don't want to go follow in his footsteps in that regard. So, you know, get your people on that, Mayo, okay? Get your people on that. Change the nickname, because The Juice, it's, you don't want to go there again. Last game to talk about today, Memphis and the Warriors. Memphis, the Mavericks and the Warriors. Dallas is a bit in disarray. Of course, they had the whole issue with Lamar Odom, and it is pretty pathetic that this guy gets paid to basically tank. He wasn't happy in Dallas, so he decides not to play hard and still gets paid a whole crap load of money. But Dallas got the win nonetheless in their last game, but it's not good when Yi Yingluang, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, is getting minutes. I mean, he's known as the chairman, and it's not necessarily because, you know, his home country is China. It's because when he was doing his drills at the NBA pre-draft camp, he was posting up a chair. Yeah, I love that. Chairman, great nickname. See, that's a good nickname right there. But Jason Kidd, he returned, and he didn't have that much of an effect on things. Actually, Roddy Bubois had 15 points to lead the way in the last game. Brendan Haywood is back, only played 16 minutes. Brandon Wright, I really like him tonight, going against Golden State in their smaller interior. He played 28 minutes to Haywood's 16 in the last game, so I think he could have a pretty nice game tonight for the Mavericks. David Lee, 21-14-6 in the last game against Portland, but not much else really too exciting for Golden State these days. They're playing a full 10-man rotation. Only one guy went over 30 minutes in the last game, so it's, you know, when you're sharing that much time on the court with people, it's tough to put up impressive fantasy stats. I think Nate Robinson, Klay Thompson might have the biggest upside over guys like Darrell Wright or Brandon Rush, but again, you got to temper your expectations. But when you're talking about a day, we only have five games in the NBA. You know, you basically have to play somebody. So that's a quick rundown of NBA for this Thursday. Best of luck. Hey, I want to say thank you to my good friends over there at DailyJoust.com. Of course, if you haven't played over there, one of the fun games that they kind of brought out into the industry was these Survivor 50-50 contests. And I actually took one down. That's right. I am the Survivor MLB champ after my win last night. And, of course, they're going to be having another one, I think, starting up maybe tomorrow night with Major League Baseball. And these are cool because you pay $20 up front. You start with 32 people in the tournament, and then it goes down to 16, then it goes down to 8, then it goes down to 4, then to 2, and then whoever the champion is. And every time you advance, you win money. I think it's 5, then 15, then 25, then 50, and then the winner gets 100. So you only have to pay the entry one time, and then this game, not only, you know, can you win money obviously each and every day, but you basically don't have to put a new entry fee in each and every day. So it's kind of fun. It'll last you a few days if you get rolling. So give that a try. And of course, in winning that, I also won a Super Joust seat. I think I maxed out on 5 Super Joust seats. But here's the thing, folks. Even if you're just kind of like a casual player on Joust, you got to go over there and see where you rank on the badge list, because the top 40 badge winners get a free seat into the Super Joust. Now, this isn't the top 40 all-time badge winners. It's the top 40 badge leaders since Super Joust 2 promotion started. So if you played quite a bit in college basketball or from time to time in the NBA, make sure you go over there and actually see where you rank, because it's an easy way to get into the Super Joust, which, of course, $10,000 prize pool and 2 tickets to the NBA Finals. And that tournament is, I believe, the 18th of April, and I think the cutoff might be the 15th. So take a look at it. Lots of easy ways to get your badges, but I know there's some Roto Grinders members who might be right on that brink of getting in or staying in that top 40. So you can get that entry into the tournament. All in all, they've been a great sight to us here at Roto Grinders, this podcast. So if you enjoy what we do here, give them a chance to earn your business. They are DailyJoust.com. Joining us now on the podcast, certainly excited to bring on the newest sight to the daily fantasy scene. Of course, you just heard me talk a lot about our big promotion that's starting up today with them, and they are FantasyFeud.com. It is Justin Schulman, Justin Lalonde up there in Toronto, Canada, and it's a pleasure to bring them on the podcast. Hey, guys, thanks again for taking the time and telling us all about your new site.
Absolute pleasure, Dan. Good to be on.
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Now, let's talk about it. You know, so many new sites have popped up, and it's interesting because everyone's a little bit different. And the one thing I want to give you guys a ton of credit for is you guys bust onto the scene, and you bust onto the scene with what appears to be a finished product, which is really rare, because sometimes people come up with sites that are a little buggy. They don't have all their ducks in a row quite yet because they want to get it launched. It seemed like you guys really put an onus of saying, hey, we're going to launch when we're ready, and when it comes out, it's going to be a great product. Was that part of the plan in the launch of Fantasy Feud?
Absolutely. We appreciate you actually taking notice. You know, we sort of flip-flopped a bunch along the way as to when we should or shouldn't launch. This project for us started, I'll say, a year ago. And when we first started doing our research, you know, there were two or three companies that existed in this space. And, you know, we sort of thought we'd be one of those first 5 guys in. But, you know, there's always parts that are moving, and we wanted to make sure that we had all the pieces in place. It didn't make sense to launch if we were going to be playing catch up the whole way. And while we were putting our project together, we saw, you know, three or four competitors jump into the space, and they've done a real nice job. And we just wanted to make sure that when we came out, that we were going to come out with a bang, and that we were going to have features that were new to the industry, but we were also going to have the things that the users are expecting. So there was no sense being behind the eight ball from the get-go.
Now, what was important in the process for you guys? Like you say, it took a year for you from, I guess, a development stage, and you probably had a pretty good idea along the way what you wanted to do. How much did that change from the beginning when you started to where it is now? Because I'm guessing quite a few things happened in the industry along the way that you looked at and might have either said, that's a great idea, or that wasn't a good idea. So tell me about that process.
Well, I think the first thing I want to point out is competition's a great thing. Especially in a new industry like this, where we all need to take time to educate, you know, a market about a certain game that no one really knows about yet. Everyone's used to those traditional season-long formats, and you know, we wanted to make sure that we came in at the right time with the right things in place. I mean, you know, the end goal was to create a premier daily fantasy sports site, just like all the other ones, I guess, that are already out on the market. You know, as we sort of delayed things, we had to get the next sport ready. So there were always moving parts. We were adding new features as we went along. And as the competitors added some new things, you know, we realized there were some good ideas, and most good ideas get copied. And we imagine that some of the things that we're going to do are eventually going to end up on some of the other sites out there. So absolutely. It's always a work in progress, and there's always moving parts.
Now, I've noticed you guys, besides obviously doing the salary cap games, which has been very popular, you guys instituted snake draft games as well. And not all the daily fantasy sites have these. In fact, a good chunk of them don't. Why'd you decide to include the snake drafts along with the salary caps?
To be honest, the way I sort of grew up playing fantasy sports, the snake drafts were the way that I went about playing. You know, I got on Yahoo or ESPN with my buddies, and you know, we had our 12 guys, and we went 1-12, 12-1, and that was sort of the way I grew up playing. So to me, it was the most natural fit. And if we're trying to convince the masses and all these guys who are playing on the traditional season-long games, you know, we don't want there to be too big of a learning curve. I understand that the salary cap games, you know, you only need to go on at your own time, and you kind of work at your own pace, but we just wanted to be able to offer more than just one game.
And besides that, also going to have a pick'em contest, like a pro pick'em is what you call it. Is that basically like a tiered game where you select a one player out of a list of a couple in each tier, and then you put your team together that way?
Yeah, basically what's going to happen through that format is you're going to have 10 different boxes. So it's like those classic box pools you might have been a part of in sure, different playoff formats in the past that might be run at your local pub. So the idea here is you've got 10 different groups of 8 players. And all you have to do is you have to pick one player per group. So it's usually something that's going to be grouped by position, allowing you to make sure you have one player at each different position. But it gives you a quick fix alternative, especially due to the fact that fantasy sports don't always jive well with starting times based on the work schedule of some people. So if you're trying to get in a little bit of action in that night, maybe you were stuck at work a little longer, it gives you an alternative to be able to at least have some vested interest in the games going on that night.
Yeah, I think the Pro Pick'em is really meant for, you know, the beginning player who just wants to sort of try fantasy or daily fantasy sports, and it's not something where he needs to feel like he needs to spend an hour scrubbing through the salaries to try and find that, you know, he can just sort of evaluate 8 players and sort of make his quick choice.
Let's get back to the salary cap here for a minute, because obviously that's going to be the most probably popular game out there. And the one thing I found as a player is all these sites kind of differ in the way that they go about tabulating their salaries from a day-to-day. Some sites, you know, seem to do an update every day. Other sites don't seem to update things for a week or two at a time. What is your guys' philosophy in your salary structure from a day-to-day basis? Is, like, recent performance going to matter a whole lot? Or, you know, is it just going to be a more of a gradual process with the salaries? Take me through your thought process on that.
Sure. Obviously, the salaries is a pretty it's a big component of what's going on, and it's quite complicated. We have a pretty tight algorithm. I know all the sites sort of operate it differently. Mm-hmm. Our salaries update every day. It takes into consideration how you performed last season, how, you know, your projected performance for this season, who you're playing in baseball. It will take into account what pitcher, you know, you're playing against. So if you're a hitter and you're going against Verlander, it'll probably bump you down. It takes into consideration how you've done over a recent game history. So we've put in a lot of factors that sort of adjust the price. Our salaries run daily, so it's always taking the last game into play. One of the things that you'll see in a lot of the questions we're sort of getting on the chat is sometimes when we run our, you know, when we run a GPP a couple days in advance, you'll see salaries in the GPP differing from that day's salaries. And realistically, what that is once we open a league, so let's say we open a GPP on a Monday, it's taking into account everything up to Sunday. So the GPP might be for a Wednesday night, but we might have opened the league on a Monday. So that's why sometimes you'll see some salary differentiators. But I think we've spent a lot of time and we've really plowed through this and we've worked with a bunch of different people to help us develop this algorithm, a lot of mathematicians. But I think it's going to be – I think one of the things in the feedback we're getting is it's pretty tough to put a lineup together. We've got a deep roster and I think it's going to be a good challenge, and I think the grinders are going to like it.
Yeah, I think that anytime you can, and that's the one thing that I really don't like a lot in daily fantasy is overlap. Anytime you can avoid that, it's a good thing. And I honestly believe that the more updated salaries you have, the less likely you're going to have that. So I commend you for making that decision to do it on a daily basis. Excited to give it a try. Now, you mentioned a little bit about your rosters. You guys decided to go with more of an expanded rosters, and you've got the NBA up now. Baseball's actually starting today. What exactly is the baseball roster setup going to look like over on Fantasy Feud for this season?
You're going to have catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base, three outfielders as opposed to center field, right field, left field, and that all goes back to the whole overlap side of things. We thought if we sort of broke it down by each outfield spot, there'd be more overlap, and obviously we're trying to make sure that everyone's roster differs. Two starting pitchers, a reliever, and then just another pitcher, so if you want to take two relievers or you want to take three starters, and then there's also a utility spot, or two utility spots, sorry.
Well, I like that as well. It's nice to have extra pitchers in there in case the one guy you take flames. That's the one thing that, you know, can cost you sometimes in daily fantasy if you only have one starting pitcher option. So that's pretty exciting. Now, you guys got a great promotion going with us here on Roto Grinders. Actually, we're giving away $3,000 in giveaways to Grinders members. They got to sign up through our links and, of course, use the bonus code Grinders. You got a, what, $50 or 50% deposit bonus up to $50 when you use that. So anybody who's brand new, want to check out this site, hey, now's the time to do it, to get involved with that. So I'm excited that you guys are reaching out to us here at Roto Grinders. I mean, obviously, you think trying to get some of the grinders over on the site is a good thing, obviously.
Well, yeah, it's important for us to be able to present the site to those who are already vested in the daily fantasy sports industry. So what we try to do is we try to develop a program that would entice the grinders not only to come to the site, but to stay on the site for a full month, give it its full chance, explore the different game formats, and try it out to be able to evaluate how it is. Because it's easy to go to a site, play a couple times, abandon what you're doing there, and going back to what you're used to. And what we're trying to do is just set up some different promotions just to entice grinders, because they are a lot of the people in the industry who have invested that much time into it, and give them a little flavor of what we have to offer.
And one of the things that I know a lot of grinders are going to love, because obviously the more, you know, a lot of the people on our site are big time players. They play lots of money every night. And rake is always a hot topic of discussion on the forums. And you guys have a rake back program. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that, which I'm sure a lot of the big time players are going to like to hear about.
Yeah, I mean, this business is, it's just like any other business. And we sort of felt that, you got to take your customers who play and reward them. So essentially rake back, it's a fancy term. I know it's thrown around in poker, but to me and to us, it's just like a volume discount. It's like going in, you go to Foot Locker to buy a pair of shoes. They're giving you a deal if you buy two or three pairs. So it's the same sort of thing. The way our rake back program works is it works on a monthly, cycle. So on the first of every month, if you make it into one of our tiers, we have minor, major, all-star, Hall of Fame levels, you can earn anywhere from 5% to 17% back. And then at the beginning of each month, it resets. So at every calendar month, everyone resets to zero. And at the end of the month, if you've hit one of those tiers, we'll put that money back into your account.
That sounds like a pretty good program to me. Don't have to do anything. You just kind of sit back, and at the end of the month, it's kind of like your rewards points on your credit card, You just kind of – you get the money right back. I like it.
Well, I guess I know this is going to be the hottest new thing in the industry and what guys will talk about, but we've sort of played around with our business models and – we obviously want to attract some of the guys who play higher volume, but we also want to reward them for playing that. So we think it's a good mix, and we hope that not only do they like the rake back, but they love the site.
Well, I went and made my deposit yesterday and very impressed with the product that you guys have out there. Tell me a little bit about yourself, though, because I always find it interesting to know about the people who are put their time, put their sweat into these sites. So tell me a little bit about the Justins over there at Fantasy Feud.
Yeah, our groups, the group expands beyond just the two of us. We've got a couple other partners in place, and we all come from a bunch of different – we've had a lot of success in business in different industries and some online, some tech. I personally come from a healthcare manufacturing background.
Wow.
And I sold my business 2.5 years ago, actually right before, or maybe it's 3 years, right before the recession, about a week before actually. And we sold to a private equity group. And I wanted to make sure when I jumped back into something that it was sort of a passion project for me. And one of my other partners had come across one of the competitors, and we couldn't believe that this concept existed and that we didn't know about it. For guys that are playing fantasy and reading all the fantasy news pretty much every single hour of the day, we were just perplexed that this existed. And not only did we not know about it, but nobody we knew about it. So we kind of started doing our homework from there. And we hooked up with another partner who has a lot of online experience. And we sort of leveraged some of his contacts and abilities, and we have a great development team that works exclusively on our project, and that's worked out tremendously well. And then we went out and we recruited Mr. Lalonde here, and he's an online marketing guru, and all the pieces have sort of fallen into place. And as we grow, one of the sort of mantras that we sort of believe in is you got to invest in people. We're not out here to make a quick buck. We want to take the money that's being that we're making and keep investing our capital into the business and into people and being innovative.
And that's the key. And, I can definitely, watching this industry grow in the last almost 2 years, I think that's without question going to be the key, and really having sharp products, but having sharp games and having, an enjoyable experience on a site is just about as important as anything that you're going to come across. And, my word of wisdom is like I say, be willing to take chances, because if you don't, somebody else will. And, I think, you guys, the fact that, you're so invested in this is like your full-time thing, right? This is all you're working on right now. Is that correct, Justin?
The two of us are working around the clock, 24/7.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's a big deal, because
I know one of the things that players are always asking and they're always wary of with new sites is, is their money safe? And, the one thing that I would love to communicate, and that I know I've had a lot of chats with Cal and Cam about, is that not only have we invested our own money, we've are already done a Series A round of funding. You know, this, we're putting our heart and soul into this. And, you know, we've got a segregated account for players' money, so none of that money is being used to run the day-to-day business. And the one thing that I sort of, you know, I sort of told Cal was, we've done well in some past ventures, and, you know, if we had to, we could fund this the whole way ourselves. You know, luckily, this is an industry that's sexy, and we've had a lot of interest from investors. We actually had to turn a bunch of people away. But things so far from that side of things are really good. We were able to raise capital really quickly, and yeah, we're excited. You know, I think one of the things that you're going to see is, if you're on our chat, you're going to see FF Justin, FF Lalonde. You're going to see our community manager, FF Nolan. We're going to be there. You know, we're not behind the scenes. We're around the clock.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to say. I've noticed since I've been on the site today that constantly there's admin people, you know, on the chat boards, you know, helping people out, trying to, you know, help, you know, not that people can't navigate through the site themselves, but just kind of encourage people, thank people for checking out their site, and that definitely goes a long way. So, again, everybody who's listening, please give them a chance to earn your business. That's what I always say in Daily Fantasy. Give all the new guys a try. They're fantasyfeud.com, and remember, go through our links here on Roto Grinders, and you are eligible to get into that $3,000 worth of giveaways that we're doing this first month with Fantasy Feud. So, again, fellas, best of luck in the venture here at Fantasy Feud. As I always extend the invitation out to everybody else, if you got something new and exciting that you're going to roll out, just let me know, and we'll definitely welcome you back on the podcast again.
Sounds great. It was a pleasure to be on. We look forward to seeing everyone soon.
And folks, that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. I want to thank the guys over there at Fantasy Feud for taking some time with us. And again, make sure you go over, sign up through our links here on Roto Grinders, get involved in those great $3,000 worth of promotion dollars that they are giving away to Roto Grinders members. It's been the Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust, and we will return for you on Friday once again. So have yourself a great night, and talk to you tomorrow. See you, folks.